This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USAprepares.com. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth, I'd just like to share for a couple, maybe a minute, about double tapping. And this is about circuit panels, and I want to make sure that we cover this pretty clearly. Double tapping, class, is if you have a circuit panel, like a breaker panel in your home, and it could be off-grid, or it could be on-grid, and it doesn't matter. Double tapping is when two wires are put under the same screw hole. Now, that can be two wires under the screw of a circuit breaker. It could be two wires put in the neutral bus bar, or it could be two wires put under the screw of the ground bus bar. Now, some are allowed, some are not allowed. I'm not big in following rules for rules' sake. However, I am big in following rules for the National Electric Code, because safety and preventing fires is a big deal to me. So here's what's not allowed. If you have a circuit panel and you have two wires under the same screw of a circuit breaker, that is not allowed according to the National Electric Code. It's not safe. Okay. If you have two white wires, which are the neutral wires, under the same screw hole, whether it be in the neutral bus bar or some other location, it is not allowed. However, if you have two green wires, which are the grounds, you can put two of those under the same screw, or two copper wires under the same screw. But it is not allowed to put the two white wires under the same screw or the two black wires under the same screw. And the reason is because if you ever have to take it apart and do some diagnostics, you won't be able to completely separate the wires. Okay? So what do you do if you have two wires under the same screw of a circuit breaker? Well, that's easy. You just add, it would typically be a black wire, or it could be red, but most of the time it's going to be black. What you do is you take the same gauge wire, let's say it's 12-gauge copper, and you put one pigtail. You just get a short length, maybe 8 inches long. You put one wire under the screw hole of the circuit breaker. And then you attach those two wires that were coming to the breaker, which would be double tapped, and you put them with a wire nut to that pigtail. Now it meets code.
Yes, then it's going to be easy to detach.
Mm-hmm. And it's as simple as that.
Not going to fade back.
There you go. So that's the way to do it. And so here's what you can do. If you want to look up how to do this on the Internet, and I suggest you do that, don't go by exactly what I said on the air because it might not have been as clear as it needs to be. But just go to the Internet and look up double tap circuit breaker. Okay? DoubleTap circuit breaker. And you'll find lots of images about what's wrong and how very easily to fix it. And what does it cost? If you had an electrician come out, it'd probably be close to $200. How much will it cost you? 8 inches of wire.
Nothing. Piece of wire.
8 inches of wire and a wire nut. You know, 20 cents.
Yeah.
20 cents. So there, I wanted to share that with our class. We've got, let's see, Kyle's back. Welcome, Kyle.
Yeah.
Did I say that correctly?
Yes, you did. Yep, that's excellent. Yep, that's good thinking. It's funny, you know, 20 years ago, code was different than it is now. things change, you know, from year to year, or every couple of years they come out with new regulations and new kinds of ways of doing things that, you know, that's, it's basically making it so that, people will not do, stupid things, you know, and it's getting more, it has to be more and more and more, simple and more, deliberate and more, spelled out for people nowadays than, things used to be. But, I wanted to just call in with one last thing, on the water, situation. Here in Montana, if we had that, your water system set up in, like high in my shop, so I would have gravity drain and coming into the house, I would either have to figure out a way to heat the shop, or I would have a 4 foot by 4 foot by 4 foot ice cube, in the winter.
So that's a good point.
Yeah, so the reason, that I was thinking in terms, another thought, okay, on this is if you have an underground vault, which I have on my property, is an underground vault that has my pressure tank in it and the well pump comes into it. I thought of a different way of possibly doing this. If you could get a vault that had a large enough lid on it, you could put your 500 gallon tank down there if you could get it and then cover it up. It'd be underground, put about 6 inches of dirt on it, leave you a manhole cover off of one end that you could get where you could get down in there, and then run your 48 volt system off to a 48 volt pump that would sit down there and pump water. Every time you turn the water on, it would turn this pump on, and you could pressurize your house with that just like you would a camper. Now, they make 12 volt, 24 volt, and a friend of mine was telling me, I haven't seen them, they make a 48 volt DC pump that will run directly off of your system. But regardless, I know they make a 24 volt pump. You could tap off of your batteries and run that wire directly to your 24 volt pump so that every time you opened up a faucet, this little 24 volt pump would supply your power to, you know, the pressure to run your water.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very interesting thought.
That's a really, really good point. Something as well, as an emergency, okay, I do actually have a 12-volt pump that is attached to, that's wired into, I've got a 24-volt battery, okay, but I've got two wires coming off of one half of the battery and two wires coming off the other half of the battery, and I've got to switch between them. I would have to switch between one half and the other half halfway through the pumping process. Okay, that is my emergency pump. It would take probably about, I don't know, maybe 4 hours to fill up the IBC. But in an emergency, when I, for whatever reason, if I didn't have a 240 volt electrical water pumping to get my water up into the, you know, header tower, I would be able to use this 12-volt pump and just set it and then come back, you know, however many hours later and, you know, and do it that way. You've got to have alternative ways of doing things if you're living off the grid, especially if you're living quite a distance out of town. You've got to have alternative ways of doing things. And, you know, I was thinking about that. I was thinking, well, what if there's a problem with, like, for instance, what would happen if the transformer, for whatever reason, God forbid, but what would happen if my transformer malfunctioned? I would lose 240-volt electricity, okay? But using this system, I would still be able to pump water. And it would be a much slower process. Instead of the process being done in half an hour or three quarters of an hour as it is now, or maybe 20 minutes, whatever amount of time it takes, it would take 4 or 5 hours. But I would just sit out there and I would watch it. I would make sure that everything's okay, and I would potter around and do jobs and, you know, fiddle with the horse's feet or something while I was waiting for this to fill, you know. Do jobs that sort of kept me around the house. That's something that you've got to take into account, and anyone going off the grid has to. In Australia, where we live, we don't have the problem of 4-foot ice cubes. We live in a semi-arid climate. But we have another problem, which is if you are in a semi-arid or an arid climate, what you will have is you will have weeks or months at a time when there's no rainfall whatsoever. You have to have a lot of water storage. Okay? In our case, we would go through one IBC cube of water a week for our household, which is 1,000 litres domestic. That's not including for stock and garden, which comes off the dam, okay? And we have another IBC cube on the dam wall, which is our livestock and our garden irrigation water supply. Obviously, it's not as high quality, but it doesn't matter. But for the domestic supply, we go through about 1,000 litres a week, and we have a water storage of 40,000 litres. That means it can not rain at all for 40 weeks and we'll be okay. And around here, that has practically never, ever happened, and God forbid that it ever should happen. Last year was the worst year ever. And I think our first tank, we have it stored in two separate tanks. One of them is 17,500 litres, and the other tank is 22,500 litres. We had the worst year ever, the worst summer ever. Now, it wasn't last year, it was the year before that. We got something like 150 or 200 millimetres of rain, and I think we got down to, the first tank was two-thirds empty, and we still had about a third. And when we were getting down to the third, the second tank was completely full, and I said, well, gosh, I hope, you know, it would be nice if it rained soon, then we wouldn't have to tap into the second tank. But you've got to take that into account if you are going off the grid, especially if you are in an arid or a semi-arid environment where you might conceivably go to 5 months without any rain whatsoever, 5 or 6 months.
We'll be right back.
Something to consider.
We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, we're talking about water that USA prepares today and how important it is. In class, it's as simple as this. 3 days without water and we die. It's as simple as that. And if you look at where people live, you'll see that all over the world, people live near water. Why is that? Because they know that they'll die if they don't have water. Kyle Harris is with us in Montana, Gwyneth Isaacs in Australia. And I have a thought, and I'd love to hear your comments, both Kyle and Gwyneth. Now, water weighs about roughly 3.8. Let's say this. Water weighs a little over 8 pounds per gallon, okay? Or 3.78 kilograms per gallon. Now, how much is that? Well, if you have an IBC tote that holds about 300 gallons of water, you're looking at 2,500 pounds just for the water without the tote.
I was going to say it weighs about a ton when it's full, a metric ton.
That's right. So if you want to stick this thing up in the air, you've got to have a pretty substantial structure to hold it. And as Gwyneth said, trucker straps. Those are those 2-inch wide web straps that have a ratchet on them to keep this thing from, you know, blowing in the wind or blowing over. Well, let me share with you what some of my thoughts. I'd love to hear your comments. Many of us do not have the ability to build a tower outside. And if we did in the winter, the water would freeze in the cube. But we may have a garage, and we may have a basement, and we may have a path to get a piece of pipe from the garage to the basement. So if you got two of these IBC totes, and you stacked one on top of the other, the bottom one would support the top one. Now you've got the top one about 4 feet up in the air. Now, if you have a basement, your basement is probably has somewhere around an 8-foot ceiling. So now you have another 8 feet. So you've got 4 feet plus the 8 feet down to the basement. Now you've got 12 feet. Gwyneth, is that enough height to get gravity to flow a sufficient amount of water, meaning a 3/4 inch pipe with 12 feet of height? Will that flow enough water to fill a bathtub?
You can't operate your whole house pressure from water in the basement. You have to have it higher than you have to have it higher than the highest point in your piping system by probably around about, oh gosh, I'm just thinking on my answer. You would probably need it about at least 12 to 16 feet higher than the highest point on your piping system in your house.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Now, I'm in total agreement with you, and here's what I'm saying. Now, that doesn't mean that if you have one tote stacked 4 feet on top of another tote that you're going to be able to have water in your kitchen, for example. But the basement is lower. So if you had, at a low point in the basement, a sink with a drain, maybe a bathtub, you might have enough pressure
to have water in your basement.
Right, that's what I'm talking about, just in the basement, for emergencies. And that was our plan, to have the ability, if we wanted to take a small bath in a bathtub in the basement, if we wanted to cook in the basement, have a kitchenette in the basement, we could do that. And it's all done with these totes just in the garage, for example. And why in the garage? Well, because the garage is probably warmer in the winter than outside. It's protected from the sun from outside. And you can also secure your water system from anyone who might want to contaminate it if it's inside the garage. So those were our thoughts. Kyle, your thoughts?
Well, if it was me, Vince, I wouldn't come off of that. I wouldn't come out of that tote with a 3/4 inch hose. You could do it, but it's going to be really slow.
Right.
If there's a 2-inch opening there, and you can come out with a 2-inch opening and then neck it down, you'll increase your pressure, and I think you'll be happier with it, on the long term. The other thought that she brought up last segment that kind of inadvertently is that, having two or three ways to be able to pump water is incredibly important. You can buy a small little 1,000-watt generator that's got a 12-volt tap on it that you can run a 12-volt pump, So having ways to be able to pump water other than just one, is always a great idea. Gwyneth brought that up. You want backups. The old adage, two is one and one is none.
Good point. Good point. Kyle, do you have a couple more minutes or do you have to go?
No, I can stay for a little while longer.
Great. I want to talk about...
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Explain the situation. We had 16 solar panels on the barn roof, and I was only using 15 of them, three in each string, to get the voltage we wanted. So had five strings of three panels, and the string had one panel left over. And it just bothered me. And I mentioned this on the air, that I decided to hook that up to a solar charge controller that I bought very inexpensively on eBay, less than $20. You can get them for $15 right now. They've come down in price. And so what I did was I hooked up some battery clamps that I could charge a 12-volt battery. What am I talking about? Well, we've got tractors in the barn, and we've got other equipment, and they all have batteries, 12-volt batteries to start them. But the batteries go dead if you don't use that equipment within 30 to 60 days. The batteries just go dead all by themselves. And it was a nuisance. So hooking up chargers on extension cords and carrying them from vehicle to vehicle or piece of equipment or tractor to tractor and so forth. And what I did was I just hooked up the solar charge controller to an existing panel on the roof, and I have a switch, an on-off switch, just an AC switch, you know, one of those 35-cent switches that you can buy at the big box stores. And I hooked it up, and I'm charging batteries from the solar panel on the roof, and it works great. It charges between 2 and 6 amps typically, and that's plenty. You can hook it up for several days and move this from battery to battery to battery. And the next thing I'm going to do is find an old extension cord that's 16 gauge, maybe 50 feet long, extend the length of this of these battery clamps so I can reach other equipment in the barn. Just carry these clips with me. Now, the way to do it is to turn the solar charge controller off first. Hook up the battery, plus, minus, and then turn it on. And it works great. What do you guys think about that? Gwyneth, let's start with you.
ABC. Okay. So you've got your appliance, you've got your battery, and you've got whatever's creating the charge. That's mm-hmm. easy way to remember it. Okay. Mm-hmm. If you're going to disconnect the solar, okay, first of all, you disconnect your appliance. And second of all, you disconnect the battery. And third of all, you do whatever you need to do with the panels. Okay? And then when you have finished your working on your maintenance on your panels, you connect it in the reverse order. So it's CBA. Charge, that's your panels, your generator, whatever. When you've got that all ready, then you hook up your battery, then you can switch your appliances on. Okay.
Kyle, your thoughts?
That's a really, really easy way to remember it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great idea, you know, a great way to remember it, exactly. The only thought I had, Vince, is if you're going to run 50 feet with 12 volts, I'd try to find me a number 12 extension cord, just
sure.
Because, you know what I mean, your voltage is going to mm-hmm. go down. And
right.
The thing to always remember is, you know, voltage and amperage are inversely proportional, like a teeter-totter. If your voltage goes up, your amperage is going to go down. If your voltage goes down, your amperage is going to come up. So, you know, you just kind of want to, I always try to overwire something rather than than get by with the minimum. I just can't hardly stand putting things in that are not heavy duty. Like when I run for my solar panels, when I run from the solar panels down to my charge controller, I brought it all the way in there with number 4 stranded copper. And mm-hmm. so, I mean, and I'm only running about maybe 50 feet, 45 feet, mm-hmm. something mm-hmm. like that, but I wanted to make sure that as much amperage and voltage was getting to those batteries, I mean, getting to my charge controller as possible. And it's worked out extremely well, you know, for us.
Mm-hmm. I've got a question for you. And this
could I
this
mention
is a
something?
Go ahead.
Just while we're talking about water pumping, just quickly, this has just occurred to me, okay? This is something we do at our place. The standard sort of Onga water pumps, pressure pumps, are expensive. A less expensive way of doing the same job, if you have 240-volt supply, is to go to, and also you can get 12-volt and 24-volt versions of these same things, okay? You go to a yachting supply store and you buy a sump pump, okay, or a bilge pump. If you get a sump pump or a bilge pump, okay, and you put it in the bottom of your water tank, you'll find that you can pump using the sump pump. You'd have to check the pressure rating on the pump itself, but you'll probably find it has at least a 16-foot head. and that's what we use for pumping the water out of the dam into the pressure tank that sits on the dam wall that supplies pressure to the gardens and to the stock water troughs. Okay, these and even the 240-volt ones, they would cost maybe $250 or $300 at the big box store, compared to maybe $1,000 for an Onger-type, you know, pressure pump that you would normally use.
Very, very good point. And the pump you're talking about is a submersible pump, right? Where you can put the entire pump in the water.
But you've got to make sure that you've got either a residual current device or what we have on our system, where if there's something wrong with the current, the transformer will not kick in. You have to make sure, otherwise you can electrocute yourself if there's a problem with the submersible pump, especially if it's 112 or 240 volt supply. You have to make sure of that, that you've got something that is some way of preventing electric shock in the case of an electrical fault to do with water or whatever.
Kyle, I've got a question for you about conduit. And I'm going to be running some conduit across the garage. I'm going to go about 40 feet in one direction, up about 6 feet, across 40 feet, down about 6 feet. And I've decided to use metal conduit versus plastic. And the reason I'm doing that is you recommended a couple years ago that we use number 10 stranded copper wire. And that's what I'm going to be using, multiple pairs of number 10 stranded copper wire. Why? Because I was able to get it very inexpensively and compared to other kinds of wire. So that's the plan. But my question for you is, how many copper wires do you like to put in the fill to fill in a conduit? What I'm saying is you need some airspace for heat to escape, right? You don't want to fill that conduit absolutely full, and there are charts for this. What are your thoughts about putting wire in conduit and the difference between the plastic PVC and the thin-walled EMT metal?
Okay, there's a couple of things to think about here. The code, when you're pulling wires and the amount of fill that they say you can put into a piece of pipe, the amount of wires you can pull into a piece of pipe is almost impossible to get in. I mean, it is a tight pull. You can fill, the code will say, you can fill them things up practically so full that, I mean, literally, I know because I've tried to do it, and the code said it was good. Still, what I did is I ran inch and a half plastic Schedule 40 PVC underground, and I drive right over the top of it. It's 18 inches deep, and it's, I have, let's see, I use that number four. I have one set of number four wires going in that, and you have to think of two things. One, what's the ease? How hard do you want to have to pull? Okay. I don't personally like straining, my guts out trying to pull wire through something or, you know, having to go hook up a team of horses to pull it through there, you know? So.
Sure.
Like I said, I pull in four wires, you know, number four wires into this mm-hmm. inch and a half pipe because I don't like having to fight it. Mm-hmm. If you're gonna be pulling 15 or approximately 30 wires, are you not through that?
I'm thinking about four pairs of number 10, so eight wires.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
and that's a tough fit. It's really tough, as you said. So I'm thinking I'm probably going to use 1 inch.
Yeah, that's going to be a tight fit. If you could go to inch and a quarter or inch and a half, you would be mm-hmm. a lot happier with it. Because most people don't realize that when these pipes, if you put them in right, say inch and a half quarter pipe or inch and a half pipe, you put the inch and a half pipe in there and you put it underground, you bed it in sand and then you put sand on top of it, and then you cover it over real good so that there's no, you know, sharp rocks going to poke hole through it, anything like that. If you do it correctly, and then you put dirt on top of that, and it's 18 inches or so, it's like trying, you almost can't crush it. I mean, you could probably run one of your, you know, 40,000-pound tractors over it, you know, when it's freshly done, and maybe you would compress it enough to do that. But I can't, I've never seen, and doing this 30-some-odd years, or 40 years now, I'm getting older than I thought. Anyway, I've never seen a pipe crushed once it's been buried correctly. We dug up one time that blew. It had just wore through, but from expansion. But it'd been in the ground for 20 some odd years, and literally they had 18 wheelers parking, driving across this lot for this thing for forever, for years, like 20 some odd years, and even then the pipe was fine. It was just a bad connection that blew out. And we had to find it, so we pulled it, had to pull wire out of it from both ends, but because it burned up. But anyway, that's just giving you an idea that, you know, it's almost impossible to crush a pipe once it's been buried correctly.
Have you ever seen, maybe you can answer this when we come back, have you ever seen doubling up in parallel on service entrance cable to double up the load? We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day, God, you're
take my when you go to the season
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, you know, what you're hearing is you're hearing an idea come out. One of us will share an idea. And then Kyle and Gwyneth will come up with even better ways of making that idea work. I think it's absolutely fabulous the way this broadcast classroom is working. And here's a question I have that relates to electricity. And you may find that you need the answer to this too if you pursue a solar system or just wiring your service panel. So, Kyle, here's the question. So I had a sub panel that was run off 50 amp aluminum wire, temporarily run off. So I had 666 SE cable. That's service entrance. It's kind of a gray jackety cable. Three aluminum conductors in it. One was the neutral. There was the red hot, the black hot, and the neutral. Six gauge, rated 50 amps, but I didn't like it. I really wanted to double the capacity, and I was tempted, but didn't, double up on two parallel cables, you know, making sure the red's the red, the black's the black, and the ground's the ground. Has that ever been done? Does that meet code, or is that something that you would not consider? I did not do it.
No, I wouldn't do it, Vince. The main thing is you know, common sense-wise, tells you that that it will work. You know what I mean? Because anytime
right.
you're doubling the wire size, you're more than doubling your capacity. But I haven't looked it up in the code, but I would bet money that's illegal. And you know, when I went back
right.
just for curiosity or information,
right.
you know, when I told you about doubling up underneath the lug, that's not code. But I'll bet you that 20% of the houses that I tore into around here in this valley, where I grew up around here, probably 20% of them have doubled up wires underneath the neutral. It's just,
right.
that's why I kind of figured that, because it didn't used to be against the code. I would bet money on it. But, anyway, I was just mistaken with that one. But anyway, you know, you do want to follow code. I would not run that. There is a, you know, when they rate wire for 50 amps like that, there's a safety factor in there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you're probably, unless you're pulling that full 50 amps, all the time or for, you know, 4 or 5 hours at a time, I doubt you'll ever have any trouble. If you was going to do anything, you could pull that out of there and go to copper number 6 and then you'd be fine for, increase.
Right.
More.
Right. Next question. Did you make your own cables for your, solar system? You know, the 2-aught, 3-aught, 4-aught cables between the battery and the inverter?
Sure did. Yes, I sure did. I bought at a garage sale some SO cord. It looks like giant extension cord that had number four copper wires. I bought it at a garage sale and I stripped it out and I took all those wires out of there. And that's what I used because I bought almost 100 feet of it. This is extremely expensive stuff, but I bought almost 100 feet of that for $20.
Wow. That's 10%.
Wow, that's good.
Now, did you solder the lugs on the end using like a liquid flux, a no-clean flux, or did you just crimp it?
I actually, yes, I crimped it. For mine, I just crimped it down there with some a product that I like to use for putting electrical connections together, and it's called NOOX, and it stands for no oxidation. It looks like kind of a green grease, but anyway, I used that on there and then clamped it down tight and made sure, I mean, I really clamped it down tight. I make it to the point where, I mean, it's crushed.
Right. Okay. Gwyneth, how about you? Did you make any of your cables?
I did all the wiring on my solar power because I couldn't get anybody to do it for me. Because we live 20 kilometers out of town. I got an electrician in who wired on-grid solar power systems together, but he said, I've got no experience with off-grid systems, and the way that the insurance, the tradesman's insurance is set up here, he wasn't happy to work on off-grid systems when he, quote, didn't have the ticket. But he could more or less tell me what to do, and I did it. So he obviously knew what to do, but he didn't have the ticket, would have messed with his insurance if the remote chance anything had gone wrong. I think that's the end of the show, isn't it?
It is. Gwyneth, thank you so much for being with us, spending 2 hours. Kyle, thank you so much.
Have a lovely week, won't you?
You too. We'll see you next week. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.